And a very happy Tuesday morning, everybody. Tuesday, December 13th, 2022 is the Best at Sea Cruise and Travel News Update podcast brought to you by The Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com, your home for Made in USA clothing to keep your pooches, your puppies warm. Tom Drake, we have just arrived in St. John's, Antigua. It's one of the Lesser Antilles, and that's what they're called. I'm not saying it isn't better than Lesser. It's the Lesser Antilles. We're in St. John's, and this cruise port area, they've expanded with bigger piers, and they're able to handle, I believe, up to five ships. We are in today with at least the Celebrity Millennium and probably the MSC Seaside. I saw the top of it. I didn't see the back of it. There was one coming in behind us. It looked like a Royal Caribbean ship behind us, so it'll be a busy day in St. John's. There are a lot of beaches on this island, a lot of great beaches. Somebody told me once over 300. So most of the guests on all those mega mother ships will be getting off, arguing with a taxi driver, and they're going to go to the beach. They're going to get hammered and hopefully get a ride back. It is my day, my night to perform tonight, so I won't be doing any bar hopping. I will try to be a professional, but it'll be a struggle. Before I get to the update, I get a lot of emails from travel companies and travel planners and all different things. And I saw this early this morning. It came to me from Vacations to Go. And they are quite an operation that you get some great deals on there. They don't advertise here. They should, but I saw this on the Symphony of the Seas. It's obviously going over to Europe to go into dry dock because it's in March ahead of the season. This season doesn't begin in March in the Mediterranean. And you can sail on the Symphony of the Seas outside cabin, ocean view, not a balcony, an ocean view cabin. You'll have a window, right? If you're over 55, it's a 12-day crossing, 12 days, $35 a day per person, $35 a day, $70 a couple. You can't stay at the Motel 6 for $70 a couple, anywhere in the world. $70 a couple. Now, you do pay the gratuities, and part of the reason they drop their pants like this is because they want to fill the ship, because the gratuities cover the salaries of all the food and beverage and the housekeeping people, and they're hoping, you know, since you only spending $70 a day, you might as well, you know, buy the specialty restaurant and buy the wife something in the boutique, gamble a little bit in the casino. They'll try to get even somehow. They have to take the ship to Europe. It has to go there because it's going to dry dock and eventually the Mediterranean season. But I'm serious, if you're 55 and over, it's Vacations to Go, Symphony of the Seas, you probably get almost the same price right on their website, Royal Caribbean's website. Buyer beware, it's 9 sea days in a row. 9 sea days again. I've done that once for Princess. I think I did 10 on Princess. And in fact, they brought a murder mystery group on to perform a murder mystery. I'm laughing, go, you don't need those people. We have 10 sea days. Someone's going to kill somebody before this is over. Are you serious? 9 sea days, one port. You leave from Miami and you end up, you stop at Malaga, I think, and then I think it's in Barcelona. You can look it up. $35 a day. What the hell's going on around here? You know, I'm trying to build an audience for this spectacular podcast. I'm starting to put up videos, and I'll begin actually advertising in places to try to get more people interested in. And here's the catch here. If you're in the travel industry, travel planner, whatever you do, work for a cruise line, and you don't have time to read all the trades, and you don't have time to watch some long video, that's why the podcast is the perfect opportunity for you to find out what's going on every day in the industry. Plus, you can hear what I think of it. You might not like what I think of it, but you're going to hear it anyway. And I'm trying to build an audience, and I'm going to promote this. I think I'm going to buy 9 pianos, because I talked about this last week. Explorer's Journeys, the new luxury line from MSC, is partnering up with Steinway. Okay, so what? It's a piano company. And they bought 9 pianos for their 3 ships. Now, the 3 ships, one comes out next year, one's a year after, one's a year after that. So 3 of the pianos, they're not buying for 2 more years. There have been more stories into trade magazines about the 9 pianos on Trade Weekly, on CTrade.com. Everybody's doing a story with a picture of the piano or a picture of the president of the company. They bought 9 pianos. Why bother buying advertising? Just buy 9 pianos and everybody will write a story about you. So I have to buy 9 of something. Probably 9 bottles of Bacardi rum. That'd be a good idea. Oh, I got to tell you too, I was up early this morning, so we have an older clientele in Oceania, and they are very health conscious, partly because they want to stay in shape, partly because they're worried tomorrow might be it. So they're out there walking. 7 o'clock this morning, there had to be 30 people out on the walking deck. And I'm always laughing because there's 30 people going in one direction, and there's one guy going the other way. They're all going the same way, not him. The one guy, he's going the other way. And I looked up, it was Bernie Sanders. Who would have known? All right, let's get to the update. This is Silver Sea Cruises announced that if you pay up front now, they're going to give you 20% off. Now, I read this. You would read this and think the same thing. If you can afford Silver Seas, who the hell cares about the 20%? And here's the deal. You get 20% off. It's a non-refundable cruise. You know who loves this idea? The travel insurance companies. Because if you book a Silver Sea cruise for a year from now, and you're 81 years old, and you get 20% off because you booked it today, but it's non-refundable, the first thing you're going to buy is the travel insurance. You're going to buy the travel insurance or probably some funeral insurance. I mean, I get the offer, but you see, Silver Sea is owned by Royal Caribbean. That's a Royal Caribbean idea. Silver Sea, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not rich. But if I had all the money in the world, do I care one way or the other about 20% or 10%? I have to pay now. They tell me rich people don't like to pay at all. I don't know if that's true or not. Anyway, their chief commercial officer, her name is Barbara Muckerman. That's her name. I'm not making fun of her name. I probably would have changed it by now. I would have went and changed it to Barbara Davis or something. But Barbara Muckerman, she's the chief commercial officer at Silver Sea. And she said, at Silver Sea, we believe choice is at the heart of true luxury. Oh, yeah, it is. But not when it comes to 20%. She said, we are delighted to diversify our broad-ranging product offering this wave season, which is where you wave your, you know, 27, I don't know, you're probably $40,000. You wave your $40,000 goodbye to get 10% off. All right, 10% off of $40,000 is $4,000, but you have to pay today and then take the $4,000 and buy the travel insurance, because if you drop dead next week, you lost the 40 G's. Norwegian Cruise Line, why not? I got to say nice things. You know why. The Norwegian Prima has arrived in Port Canaveral. It will home port in Port Canaveral, the first time ever for an NCL ship. And I've talked a lot in early days of this update and podcast about Captain John Murray. This guy runs Port Canaveral, and he's turned that thing into a mega destination. It is the, you know, obviously the second, I believe now the second busiest port in Florida behind Miami. It used to be Port Everglades. I could be dead wrong on that. All I know is that he has everybody sailing out of there, the big Carnival ships, the big Disney ships, the big Royal Caribbean ships, and now the big Norwegian Prima. And in addition to the Prima home porting there, they'll also have visits from the Getaway, the Joy, the Gem, the Prima. Well, Prima's there already. And I find this interesting because, you know, I've been with Oceana for 15 years. I know what you're thinking. What are they thinking? One time we were on Oceana Regatta. We were stopping in Port Canaveral. Our guests have been all over the world. They've seen the pyramids in Egypt. They've been to Machu Picchu. They've seen the Parthenon. They've been everywhere. Who the hell cares about Port Canaveral, right? It's Port Canaveral. Guess what? They came back and had the most fun going to the Kennedy Space Center because they'd never been there before. And they came back and they were proud to be Americans. They were proud to be there. And so what's the point in that town? The point is they're right and I'm wrong. And they're right more times than I'm ever right. But that's okay. All right, Lynn Cockday. If you follow this update and now podcast, you know I've talked often about Lim Kok Tee. He's was the chairman of Genting Hong Kong. Now there's no Genting Hong Kong. He's also a billionaire who owns Resorts World's casinos, including the big one in Las Vegas and the biggest in Singapore. Well, they have their own little cruise line now. One ship, it's a little thing they have to see if they can ruin this one. It's called Resort World's Cruises. And they announced that in collaboration with Tao One, they will be presenting on their one and only ship, it's called the Genting Dream, the first ever lion dance competition at sea. Now, not lying, L-Y-N-G, which we all did in high school when, you know, a girl said, you know how to dance? And we said, yeah, we know how to dance. We're lying. This is L-I-O-N, and I have no idea what it was. What it is, people dress up as Tony the Tiger. They wear a lion costume, and then they dance around like morons. It's all, you know, there's two people to do it, the guy in the front and the guy in the back, or, you know, I'm not going there. It could be the girl in the front and the guy in the back. It depends if that was a swingers cruise. So anyway, from March 19th to the 23rd, you can sail on the Genting Dream and watch a bunch of people, hundreds of them, I guess, are going to all, you know, dance around with a lion costume on. And I've done, you know what? I've done crazier things in my life, but I was completely hammered. All right. I love to talk about Carnival Cruises. I think Christine Duffy, who runs Carnival now, is doing a heck of a job for what it matters, what I think. But they do a lot of good things. But this one, I am not sure about. This is the deal where Carnival is now taking two of the Costa ships, the Carnival Venezia and the Carnival Firenze, and they're turning them into Costa by Carnival. So they're going to be Costa ships, but on the outside, they're painted to look like Carnival ships, except the stack will have Costa on it. It'll have a big C on the top. It'll be Carnival around the ship, the blue painting. And inside, it'll still be the Italian decor that Costa has, but it'll be fixed up to fit Carnival a little bit more. And I don't know, they're trying to stick round hole, square peg, round hole, you know, that thing like that. For instance, you know, they have a glass top Lido deck, and they'll have a sailaway party, but they'll have an after dinner Italian street party with music, dancing, finger foods, people giving you the finger, and maybe even a spaghetti eating contest. So here we go. This is, you're trying to have the elegance of Costa, but we want to have the Carnival fun. So instead of a wet t-shirt contest or a tequila slamming contest, we're going to have a spaghetti eating contest. So I don't know. I shouldn't pick on them because, you know, they own Princess. They also have a two-level Lido deck and have a pool, fountains, storefronts, iconic columns that will resemble the Italian Riviera. But then they have a bar. They have a bar that's filled with classic Baroque art and like paintings of people. And I looked at it, and they've marked them up like with graffiti. And they put a COVID mask on one of the famous Italian sculptors. And Christine Duffy says, and she's quoted here, "We just couldn't be that serious, and we had it to be Carnival." Okay, I don't know. But spaghetti eating contest? I guess that's Carnival. I don't know. What do I know? All right. And I talk a lot about MSC, too. MSC's in now. I'm sure it's the Seaside that's here. That's the one with the new expanded Deck 5, the Promenade Deck. But the MSC Seascape, suddenly I'm Charlie Callis, Seascape that was just christened in New York. There's an article in Travel Weekly about it today that they did not go with LNG. LNG is liquefied natural gas, and it is the hottest thing in cruising. All the new big ships are all LNG because of the net carbon zero emissions by 2050. That's going to run the same old crappy fuel. They are experimenting with other things, as NCL is looking into ethanol and methanol and other ethyls and things like that. But they basically said, we looked at it. You should see. You have nothing to do one day. Google LNG tank on a Royal Caribbean ship. Look at the size of that mother. Just think of your barbecue, you know, grill tank times 500. It's this massive thing, and that's part of the reason they didn't go with it, because even though it's liquefied, according to the experts here, it requires a greater storage area and also a whole different storage system on board than what they have. So if you're ever on the MSC Seascape, just know that is not one of those LNGs. And you're thinking, Tom, we didn't care to begin with. I just find it interesting because as we evolve in this podcast, we shall evolve. I'm suddenly channeling Rush Limbaugh. Sustainability will be every fifth story, because that's what we're looking into. This has not come up in a long time, and that's of course the war in the Ukraine, and that has to do with Russia and a company called GTLK Europe, which is basically Putin's personally owned Russian leasing company. And they had their fingers in the pie in a lot of different cruise lines, including Swan Hellenic, there's a lot of polar expeditions, things like that. Well, when the sanctions came down at the beginning of the Ukrainian war, the war in Ukraine there, these people were in trouble because everything came to a stop, and there were ships being built in Helsinki shipyard, and they couldn't be done and things like whatever. So the company Swan Hellenic went out and found new owners, and yesterday they won at auction a ship that was being built known as the SH Diana. Well, but the shipyard was going to finish it, but they weren't giving it to Swan Hellenic unless they found the new money, and they found it according to their CEO Andrea Zito. He said, "We are happy to have secured the Polar Class PC-6 vessel with state-of-the-art ship technology and sustainability." Here we go, sustainability. And anyway, bottom line is, though, they got screwed by Putin. And so, you know, they had to go out and find money. And speaking of finding money, you know, I get offers all the time from the credit card companies wanting to ask me, do I want to extend my credit line? Do I want more credit? I got enough credit as it is. But not like this. NCL Holdings announced that they've increased their credit line debt capacity by $1.5 billion. They negotiated, they had another one. You know, like when you have an overdraft account, you know, if you write a check and you didn't do your booking right, and theirs is for like an extra $1.5 billion. According to the Executive Vice President, Chief Financial Officer Mark Kempa, he said, "While we continue to believe our ongoing and organic cash generation," I love these words, "provides a path to restore our balance sheet over time, the increase in our debt capacity provides meaningful additional financial flexibility if needed as we prepare for multiple scenarios in an uncertain macroeconomic environment." Wow. You know, I have this award I give out for You Got a Lot of Nerve, you know, Chutzpah Award. I had to come up with one for the best corporate description ever. That just says it right there. And I'm not biting the hand that feeds me. I get it. I mean, these companies during the pandemic received zero help from any government anywhere in the world. If anything, they were held back. They made it harder for them to continue. And these guys are still hanging in there, guys and girls. I don't be politically incorrect here, but $1.5 billion, that's a nice little extra. I don't know, I have one credit card that comes close to that, so it might be pretty cool, though. All right, that's today's update. It's, let me look. So almost 16 minutes. I'm trying to stay right to the 15, 16 minute thing. Now, here's the deal. I'd say it again. If you know anybody in the travel industry and they don't have the time to read the trades and they don't have time to listen to watch a video, you can put this on in the car. You can put this on when you get to work, and you can listen to it while you're, you know, doing something that's much more important. It's a great idea. Catch up on what's going on in the business every day. I'm happy to do it. I just hope we can build an audience. At the moment, I'm going to go out and see how much it's going to cost to buy 9 pianos. Have a good Tuesday. I will talk to you tomorrow from Guadalupe. It's pronounced Guadalupe. Guadalupe. There you have it.